This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The sickness of leftism is what I've been discussing. Well, I've been discussing being sick, and definitely was a major problem for me over the past few days. Lost my voice, still don't have it back. It isn't quite the sexiness of people noting of my normal voice, which is very difficult to stay away from, if I must say. Kidding, of course. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are still paying attention to the program. And I'm very glad to be back. But I do want to talk about the sickness of leftism. Egomaniacs who believe that by way of birthright, by way of the right click, by way of a diploma, or some sick ideology, they are better than we. So what, they're proven daily to be the buffoons that they are. And I'm doing an entire show on the psychology of lying. I've done other shows that have snippets of it, but I wanted to delve into it. Why do people lie? And there's a variety of lying. There's the blatant lie that Joe Biden does all the time. There's the lie by omission. You know, there's the lie by data. There's all kinds of lies. Lie through manipulation, lie through deflection, all kinds of stuff. And I want to delve into it because I want to show you how the left uses it as a tool every single day. Not even to perfection. They've gotten to the point where their lies are so easy to spot, you have to wonder, are you being serious? What part of this do you think I'm going to believe? Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This other voice, this voice that I have before I get my super sexy voice, is really a strange one. Because this is when I get the most calls. People will say, Kevin, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay, except I did come to this conclusion in my sickness that I'm sick of what's been happening. You know, it's one thing to get physically sick. It is another to be emotionally or politically sick because you don't see the things happening that should be happening, and you're watching people that think of themselves as being better than we are just screw it up. Listen to Katie Couric and how she describes the MAGA types. Now, how many times have you heard people call us maggots? They act as if we're the, I don't know, some inbred Neanderthals that live in the hills of Utah or something. But we're the brightest people on the planet. We're the smart ones. I played a couple clips in the first hour that would make you, I mean, you'd have to be insane not to think the way that we think. And I know many of you are out there saying, Kevin, how do we, because I've heard you say it, you've told it to me, how is it that we can be on the side of righteousness on almost every issue? I think it's every issue, frankly. But almost every issue, you're looking for the right thing that, you know, doesn't matter. There's no politics for us. How is it we can't win? And in a word, sissies. You can't have sissies fighting for you. Here's Katie Couric talking smack about us. And I have a few questions after you've heard this clip.
And I feel like, to your point, Bill, the socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot what, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters, right? Or anti-establishment.
Absolutely.
Voters. So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I mean, globalization and, you know, the transition from an industrial to a technological society. I mean, And I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter almost vile feeling.
Right.
So Katie Kirk says we're poor and we're jealous. Yeah, anti-elitism, anti-intellectualism, anti-establishment. We are much, many of those things. I'm against elitism. I don't find anybody more elite than I am. Oh, you may be at something. Oh, he's an elite tennis player. Congratulations. I'm an elite thinker. You get what I'm saying? They think they're elites. They surround themselves with elites. They will dismiss your intellect because you can sing or you can act. I mean, ask yourself this. What is the background of Katie Kirk? I didn't do a whole lot of research about her, but here's what I can tell you. She is a very flawed woman. She, that little troll can't keep a man. You know what I mean? I mean, if I want to pick her life apart the way a leftist would, there's not much there to be desired. Okay, she had a great career as a what, a journalist? She got a journalism degree. Outside of that, what makes her special? Is she a more in-depth thinker than some of the people you know? Excuse me. Not pointing any fingers, but that woman can't out... as my brother would say, she couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. I know five members of my family who are more intellectual than Katie Kirk. The elites, that's what they call themselves. This is a woman who's read the news. Think about what I just said. She's read the news. Producers gave it to her. She read it. Then she did interviews where she showed her stupidity. And you would say, oh, she's a great interviewer. Maybe she is. So she's good at getting people of interest to talk about their stuff. But that doesn't make her special. What makes her elite? I really want to know. Does she set records on the track? Is she a great singer? Is she a great actor? What is she great at? Yet I should hold so much esteem for what she does. And by the way, if you are great at asking questions, congratulations. I'll give you credit for that. It doesn't make you the intellect. It's like a person that interviews Jordan Peterson. If you get something more out of Jordan Peterson than another interviewer, it doesn't make you smarter than Jordan Peterson. I'm just using him as an example. So get me. Tell me what it is. Give me your background. See, these elites, these so-called elites, they've gotten us into lots of trouble. We are involved in endless wars because of these so-called elites. Tell me the problems they've solved. I mean, we talk about Miss America all the time, talking about world peace. She's not even an elite. This is a woman that's been made to be something, and she wants to solve world peace. Well, where are the elites solving world peace or solving cancer or a multitude of other things? Let me give you the answer. Nowhere to be found.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One of my listeners, I believe in the St. Louis market, sent me a book called The Misinformation Antidote. And it's an omniscient narrator. Actually, it's a DVD. It came from, do I have the name? I don't want to say the name, but the Citation Foundation out of Warrenton, Missouri. So I appreciate you guys sending that. I actually haven't even had a chance to crack it open because I've been ill. But I will take a peek and let you know at some point. I've got a ton of other movies and books. I finally read a book. I hadn't read a book in a long time. I'm about to finish my second. One was one of my benefactors told me to read it, or asked me to. And the thing that it was about is one of the things I'm very interested in, and I'm glad I did. So I do like the recommendations, even though it is difficult to find the time. We're talking about the sickness of leftism, and I've been profiling some of these folks. And what I was telling you is leftists believe themselves to be better than we are, and they put us in dangerous situations. We live in dangerous times right now. The world is a global hotbed. we don't know what's going to pop it off. Look at what happened with Iran and attacking Israel. Yeah, Israel took out one of its generals, one of the people that was responsible for the attacks on Israel, or so Israel says. And then Iran decides, well, we're just going to attack everybody. We'll just send bombs indiscriminately into Israel. Israel targeted attack on a specific target. Iran, multiple attack on targets that, oh, we only targeted military installations. That's a lie. That is just blatantly a lie. And what cracks me up about all of this is the knucklehead that currently sits in that Oval Office on a cheat that they want to get reelected again. And we're going to talk about all the BS that's floating around about the poll numbers for this clown. But this is the guy who said that Donald Trump would get us into a war.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right.
How prophetic the left tend to be when they point the finger at somebody else. Joe Biden. We're not kind of in a war with Iran. We're in a war with Iran. We're in a war against Iran by way of Israel. But, oh, by the way, Joe Biden is the one who financed the war. And, you know, they're going to call this misinformation. But as I do on almost every one of these programs, I back up what I say with the truth. And here's John Kirby, two different clips. One, talking about the money that they gave to Iran is it would be monitored. They wouldn't use it for terror. And then the second clip saying, we don't know what they did with it.
The U.S. will have visibility and will be able to engage in oversight about where the money was going and for what purpose. If Iran tries to divert the funds, we'll take action and we'll lock them up again. And there will be sufficient oversight to make sure that the request is valid and that it's going through vendors who we and the Qataris can trust will actually contract for the goods, the medical equipment, the food, whatever it is. The regime doesn't get to touch the money, Peter. Doesn't go to them. They don't get to decide ultimate destination, and they have no direct access to it.
John, Iran made two transactions withdrawing from the previously frozen funds in Oman. What were those transactions for?
I don't have the details on that, Jackie. You're gonna have to let me get back to you on that.
Boy, the Biden administration can really talk. John Kirby. We will have visibility. We will engage in oversight. And if those funds are diverted, we'll lock them down again. They can be used for medical equipment and food, etc. The regime doesn't touch the money. They work with contractors, in this case, Oman, who supposedly says, okay, well, we'll authorize this or that, and we're supposed to be doing oversight. And you know what Iran's doing with this money? Killing our partners and allies and American citizens. That's what they're doing with the money. And there's a group of people out there who want more of this from Joe Biden. It's unbelievable to me that we're talking about this stuff and not holding indictments. Joe Biden, his son, they hold their nose, they thumb their nose. That's what I was looking for. They thumb their nose at Congress over, come in and tell us what's going on. Republicans in Congress should be ashamed of themselves. Here's what Trump had to say about Joe Biden and the funds for Iran.
Crooked Joe Biden just agreed to pay a $6 billion ransom to the Iranian dictatorship in exchange for hostages. This is yet another Biden surrender and a further blistering humiliation of the United States of America to the world stage. But even worse, this decision will be extremely deadly. Biden is giving $6 billion to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. Just as when Obama sent the Iranian regime pallets of cash for hostages in the dark of night, remember, plane loads of cash, Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East and all around the world, costing countless innocent lives. It's also guaranteed that the fanatical Iranian regime will use this money to advance their nuclear weapons program, putting Israel, the United States, and the entire world in very grave peril. They are reportedly just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, something which would have never happened under the Trump administration. Tragically, Biden's ransom payments also make it dramatically more likely that even more Americans will be held captive in the future, because Biden has shown that he will pay gargantuan sums of money, meaning the kidnappers turn a massive profit. They're making money hand over fist. In other words, Biden has put a bounty on the head of every American citizen abroad. Under my leadership, we brought home more than 50 hostages from all over the world, and we never paid ransom money to do it. Not at all. We did it with diplomacy, and we did it through strength. And we will do it again when we are reelected as President of the United States. Our country is failing. We are a failing nation. We will turn it around, and we will make America great again. Thank you.
That was Donald Trump being Donald Trump, which is prophetic, telling us exactly what was going to happen if Joe Biden gave that money to the Iranian dictatorship, this so-called hostage deal that we did that gained us nothing. Anybody would see that for what it is, which is completely ridiculous. A 5-for-5 hostage swap of, it would be like 5 Boy Scouts being swapped for 5 of the battlefield bad guys. And then we lifted the sanctions against the Iranians and gave them $6 billion. That's ridiculous to a level of incredulity that no one would even, believe. Joe Biden owns these wars, this attack on Israel, and he also owns the war in Ukraine. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Jury selection made some headway as 7 jurors were seated on the panel that will decide former President Donald Trump's guilt or innocence in the New York hush money case. There is no court today, but it will resume tomorrow. House Republicans have sent 2 articles of impeachment to the Senate against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. However, the Democrat-controlled Senate is expected to dismiss those charges without a trial. Democrats slamming the impeachment push as a political stunt, saying that Republicans have no valid basis for it. Dubai slammed with a year's worth of rain in under 12 hours. Because they have a hot and dry climate, there is limited infrastructure and drainage to handle extreme flooding events. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, Fox News can confirm, according to multiple sources, that drones have been launched from Iran toward Israel. It will take these drones hours to get here, and this could be just the initial phase of the Iranian attack against Israel. Israeli officials are meeting tonight to determine what their response will be to this drone attack. There are a variety of methods the Israelis could use to shoot down these drones, including fighter jets and some of their more air defense systems that are on the perimeter of Israeli territory. We're talking about some of the larger systems, not the Iron Dome that we've discussed over the past nearly 200 days amid the war between Israel and Gaza, but larger systems such as David Sling and the Arrow system. Remember, this all began earlier this month when the Israelis targeted the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, killing Mohammad Zahedi, a top Iranian general in charge of the weapon shipments to places like Syria and Lebanon. It is what the Iranians have called a red line that was crossed.
The war escalated. Israel under fire. Hundreds of drones flown indiscriminately into Israel. No regard for human casualties. There will be no outrage from the left, however, on that notion. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So this happened a few days ago. Obviously, I was sick. It was funny. One of my friends was somewhere. He's like, hey, he's mentioned something about the attack on Israel. I was like, what? He goes, you haven't paid attention to the news. I said, man, I've been so out of it. Well, I couldn't cover it when we were running best of shows because I had no voice. But now that I've barely got my voice back, I'm getting back into the swing of things. And I'll tell you, I'm amazed that we're sitting here with this level of incompetency in a president that is unrecorded in human history. And people want this man back into office. They are fighting to get this man back into office. It's unbelievable. By the way, Joe Biden didn't even have the guts to respond at the moment that this occurred. Can you imagine Donald Trump, what he would have done had he learned that these missiles were flying towards Iran? He would have issued towards Israel. He would have issued an immediate response and said, the United States stands by Israel. I mean, he would have been on camera for the world to see. Where was Joe Feckless Biden hiding out during that time? And what's funny, the media tried to make Joe Biden look like he was in, he's all over it. Yeah, you know what, from his get up at 10 o'clock in the morning, have a quick bite of lunch, what, at 11:30 or so, make one or two phone calls, and he's tucked in by 2 p.m. What, they couldn't wake him up? What was the deal?
I just want to note that a short time ago, we had a graphic up earlier that said that President Joe Biden would be addressing the nation. That was an error. We just want to clarify that, and we regret that mistake.
Oh, that was a mistake. What, Joe Biden didn't make that announcement? What president does? I don't know what Joe Biden was doing. This, folks, this didn't happen at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, when Hillary threatened to answer the phone if she were president, this happened in the middle of the afternoon. Joe Biden should have been readily available. I think that's the bigger scandal is where in the heck was Joe Biden when in fact something of that magnitude was happening? You think the left really wants you to know? They were getting his body double ready or pumping him full of Adderall or whatever it is that they do. Just telling you, this is how crazy things are. We've played clips of John Kirby lying about the money that was given to Iran. We've played, we backed up pretty much everything that we've had to talk about here. Joe Biden is a warmonger. He's feeding a military-industrial complex. He's creating strife around the world. By the way, where's the UN? Aren't they supposed to step in and save us all from ourselves? The United Nations, since its foundings, we have presided over more wars than before that organization ever took place. If you haven't figured it out, it's a boondoggle. They take your money, pretend that they're going to go do something to solve wars, and they do nothing. What is Ukraine about? Ukraine is supposedly about this land being, you know, the Russians saying that they're protecting their people that are inside of Ukraine since the breakup. Ukraine is about furthering the sale of military gear. That's really it. And leaders are willing to have their citizens be pawns and pay a price for this as long as they get their money. What a deal Zelensky got. $1 billion threat by Joe Biden to keep money, and he's gotten, $200 million from us? One of my friends who's a Marine said, Ukraine has gotten more money than they allocate to the Marine Corps. I don't know, is that in a year, 2 years, 5 years? But the Marines have never gotten the kind of money that the Ukrainians are getting right now from Joe Biden. Katie Couric says, all of we naysayers out here, we're just a bunch of anti-intellectuals who don't want to trust the elite, you know, trust the experts, you know, trust the science. Well, I've trusted the science all that I need to trust them. I want to play this clip. This is Donald Trump talking about the support of Israel.
Biden has totally lost control of the Israel situation. He has abandoned Israel. He's totally abandoned Israel. And frankly, you know, he's a low IQ individual. He has no idea where he is and who he's supporting. He doesn't know if he's supporting the Palestinians, but he knows one thing. He is not supporting Israel. He has abandoned Israel. And any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
Donald Trump going after that 2% Jewish vote. I will tell you this. I love that this guy speaks truth. He says Joe Biden doesn't know who he is. He has abandoned Israel. Any Jewish person who votes for Joe Biden should have their head examined. And he's right. But let me tell you, I'll tell you a couple funny stories. One you already know, Michael Rapaport, who absolutely can't stand Donald Trump, says Trump is on the table. We talked about that weeks ago, months ago. But I have a friend, and I'm not kidding you, Jewish buddy, and he's always talking smack about Trump. And I say to him, are you serious? Oh, he's a person of low character, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, and Biden is a person of high character. By the way, Republicans, that's a perfect place for you to start. Low character. Just tell people Joe Biden's real truth. That'll give you all you need to know about character. But anyway, here's the point. This guy shifted all of his funding to support Israel once Israel got attacked on October the 7th. And I couldn't have a conversation with him where he wouldn't say to me, well, Kevin, I know you support Trump, but I just don't like this, that, or the other. And I would say, first of all, it isn't my support of Trump. I support Trump's policies. I don't have a problem with Trump at all. And in fact, the more that people talk about him, the more I'm beginning to really like the guy, because he at least shoots straight with you. But I said, I like Trump's policies. And I said, Trump doesn't equivocate. He tells you exactly where he feels on something. If he changes his mind, he changes his mind. And he tells you why. That's a person of character to me, whether, despite what you think. And he kept talking about the womanizing, which, by the way, this friend of mine was a pretty big womanizer himself. So I know a bit of his history, and I'm going, you know, you're one to talk, but I didn't bring it up. When Israel was attacked, this very same guy's like, hasn't said a negative word about Trump since October the 7th. And in fact, in one of our later conversations, alluded that Trump is on the table. And it cracked me up because I was saying to myself, Trump's not pursuing the Jewish vote. What he is pursuing is the Jewish clout. There are lots of billionaires in the Jewish community, people who really do have a love and concern and care of Israel. And I said, this is the guy that is now waking up the Jewish community, waking up that big money, waking them up to where they're pulling it out of academia, away from the Harvards and the other Ivy League schools that are anti-Semitic. He's exposing all this stuff, and it is really making an impact. This guy, I think, has been converted. And I tell you this because when we're thinking about how do we convince people to do stuff, I always tell you, it's got to hit them where they hurt. It's got to hit them in something that's a concern to them. And tell me, what's not on the table that isn't of concern to somebody big time?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you. the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century.
The clown doesn't even know what century he's in, but he wants to be reelected. Guy that lies about everything, that even the things that you can feel. He says, disregard. Here's Biden lying about inflation.
Including the Senkaku Islands is unwavering. Prime Minister is going to travel to North Carolina tomorrow to visit that project. Don't stay. Don't stay. We need you back in Japan. They'll probably try to keep you.
Last month, you predicted the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates thanks to falling inflation. But today, data showed that inflation rose more than expected for the third straight month. So how concerned are you about the fight against inflation stalling? And do you stand by your prediction for a rate cut?
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas the opposition, my opposition, talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
Holy cow, man. I mean, it's hard to believe you can get lies out of your mouth that quickly. The first couple of little clips there were just Biden flubbing. But the other was his stance on inflation. He says he stands by his prediction that the Fed is going to lower the interest rates. The people right now, they can't pay for their houses. They can't buy things. They can't get loans. Money is much more expensive under Biden, but it's not his fault. He says he's dramatically decreased inflation. I love how he says, we got a plan to deal with it. Oh, you got a plan to deal with the problem you created? Yeah, he says, unlike what the other guys are doing, we have a plan to deal with the inflation that I created. He says what that guy wants to do is he's going to cut taxes for the wealthy, and he's going to raise taxes on other people. Well, you know what Biden's going to do? He's going to raise taxes on everybody, and oh, by the way, you get the added benefit if you're poor of dealing with, you ready? Here it comes, Bidenflation. Biden didn't need to raise your taxes. It doesn't matter how much money he gets you in minimum wage or universal basic income or whatever cheap parlor trick he wants to throw out at you, erase your student debt. Think about that. All the people that got their debt paid, they're like, ooh, I got my bills paid. What about when you're paying somebody else's? How are you going to feel about it then? Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I haven't done a whole lot of my housekeeping today. Talking about KJ Gold Now, which is my new gold sponsor, and some other things. But I do want you to listen to the program when you're getting the program on podcast. Please support our sponsors. We're going to be adding new sponsors, replacing others, because we're starting to get a little more activity around that, thanks to the team. But just support us where you can. Shadow banning is real. And we're going to do everything we can to grow this network no matter what. Joe Biden is suffering with a lot of people, and it's an easy reason why. People don't trust him. They did an interview with Independence, and as I mentioned before, go look at any of the trades right now, any of the lamestream media, they'll tell you Joe Biden's closing the gap, man. I tell you what, the guy is just really coming along. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do a thing on this tomorrow. But Joe Biden's not closing any gaps. Joe Biden's in big trouble. But anyway, here's an interview of Independence that was done by MSNBC that I guess probably shocked producers to some degree.
I want to show two more. The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right, so that is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile, and Virginia, second best smile, what are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
I mean, my past performance of my 401k. I know it was post 2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but you can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built, and the interest rates are just way too high for people to you know, invest and start moving around.
And Virginia, just staying with you, because Pennsylvania is near and dear to Joe Biden's heart, are there Biden policies that you would blame for the problem? And if so, what are they?
The interest rate is so high right now, and I know they're trying to cut the inflation down. But, like, if nobody is building, no businesses are really coming to Pennsylvania right now to keep us moving forward.
Even if you're trying to buy a house, because I'm trying to become a first-time home buyer, the prices are so high right now, it's just hard.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or are you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's, at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability, like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at Amy's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. He's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
some really important and hard insights for the Biden campaign to hear there. And hearing all that, you might think things are pretty bad for President Biden. That was not good.
No, Mika, that was not good. In fact, it was quite bad. They asked, does anybody feel like they've done better under Biden or under Trump? And all the hands went up of, we've done better under Trump. Every single one of the independents. But tomorrow I'm going to regale you with some new information that's coming from the hot off the press, because Joe Biden's making a comeback. I don't want to talk about that today. I want to continue talking about the wars and the rumors of wars, because that's what the Bible says. There will always be wars and rumors of wars. Here's RFK Jr. explaining Russia and Ukraine, probably as good as anybody. And it's not 100% factual, but it's very close and certainly gives you a pretty good synopsis of how things work in the war business.
Now, Putin every day says, I want to settle the war. Let's negotiate. And Zelensky has said, we're not going to negotiate. But 92, the wall came down in the Soviet Union. Gorbachev said, I'm going to allow you to reunify Germany. But I want your commitment. After that, you will not move NATO one inch to the east. And we solemnly swore we wouldn't do it. Well, then in 97, we're going to move NATO 1,000 miles to the east and take 15 countries into it and surround the Soviet Union. We then overthrow the government in 2014, their elected government, and put in a Western sympathetic government. Russia then has to go into Crimea because they have a port at Vladivostok. It's their only warm water port. And they know the new government that we just installed is going to invite the U.S. Navy into their port. So then the Russians go in. They only send 40,000 people. It's a nation of 44 million people. They clearly do not intend to conquer Ukraine. But they want us back at the negotiating table. The Russians just want a guarantee that Ukraine won't join NATO. Zelensky signs the treaty. Putin's people sign the treaty. And Putin starts withdrawing the Russian troops in good faith. And what happens? Joe Biden sends Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, over to Ukraine in April and forces him to tear up the treaty. And since then, 450,000 kids have died who none of them should.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell, folks. We've added many, many, many countries into NATO, which is fine. I think NATO is as useless as a screen door on a submarine, as I've heard said many times. We helped overthrow the Ukrainian government. We put in people that were going to let us bring the military, our navy, into the Russian port in Crimea. And Putin said, no way. That's why he invaded Crimea. We would have done the same thing in the United States. Then Zelensky signs a treaty. Everybody had agreed. And what happened? It got upended when Joe Biden asked Boris Johnson to go in and derail it. Why? Because they want to sell weapons. That's what this is all about. It's pathetic. Likely criminal.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.